A group of residents in the city of Nanjing protested against having a nursing home in their neighborhood. To be more specific, they did not want to have a hospice in the nursing home so close. It has led to the stagnancy of the plan. While residents probably agree nursing facilities are becoming increasingly necessary for the fast-growing gray population in China,They simply don't want to have it in their backyard. Yes, let's look at what exactly happened in this neighborhood in Nanjing.
Nanjing, where Dian Dian is. What's up, Dian Dian? Looking forward to hearing about the weather over there. But according to a report by news portal thepaper.cn in late March, some residents in a residential community in Nanjing...The capital of eastern China's Jiangsu province protested the construction of a nursing home in their neighborhood. All right. According to the company behind the project, it's a privatized company, there will be 59 beds in the nursing home. The nursing home will or was intended to provide medical services, including both end-of-life and everyday care services. The department...It had included, I guess, were things like a medicine department, a Chinese traditional medicine department as well, a rehabilitation department, and, of course, that end-of-life care being the hospice department. But when the district government published details of the project for public construction, in consultation, its end-of-life care department caused residents to start to worry, and they voiced their opposition. An official from the District Office of Civil Affairs said the project had not reached the stage of approval at the Civil Affairs Department. He said if over two-thirds of the residents disagreed with the construction, the project would be terminated. So they suggested the company behind it go get residents to consent first. And since it's privately constructed and run as a facility, it's not state-owned property, and the company needs to do public opinion collection work by itself. An official from the District Office of Health and Family Planning, which is responsible for reviewing the project, told the paper on March 26th that the approval would not be granted, given the public's big opposition to it. The decision has had been informed to the residents or by the residents.
Yeah, so that's what happened in that neighborhood. And this is quite interesting, as one would have thought and know that all of us are going to grow old one day.
Yeah.
And there's
no, not me.
You're forever young.
21.
In my heart.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, for most of us, I guess.
Right.
I mean, we try to get used to the fact that there is life and death. But it seems like the people living in this neighborhood simply are vehemently opposed to the idea that anything reminds them of death can be next door or so close. And why is that?Bad, Lai Ming.
Well, the hospice service that we just mentioned would have been a negative impact on their living environment and their children's mental health. That's what the protesters were saying. Especially pervasive superstitions around death have plagued the development of China's elderly care industry. In China, there's a traditional belief that dying people bring bad luck. I guess a lot of these residents who went protesting were concerned that maybe that facility would include a morgue. And there actually is a background to their concern here. So the basic standards of nursing homes, published by the then Ministry of Health in 2011, said as a medical care organization offering long-term medical treatment, rehabilitation, and end-of-life care, there should be at least departments of medicine, rehabilitation, and hospice, as well as a morgue. And the idea of having a morgue next to...a nursing home where they plan to build the elderly care center is really freaking these people out. I mean, one resident told the paper that how could they have a morgue here next to a kindergarten? And there were also other worries from the residents. They are concerned that the mental health of children occupying public resources and health and noise problems. I mean, the mental health of children part I can somewhat relate to, because when I was a kid, there was one point when I had to visit a teacher's house to get the keys to our classroom and also to get our backpack. And it was in the middle of the night, and we have a couple fellow classmates. There were five of us. We were about 8 or 9, I would say. And we went past a city morgue, and we couldn't help just keep whispering about all kinds of rumors or scandals or gossips about possibly ghosts there. And then, yes, so I suppose for parents to worry about this negative impact on these children, I suppose I could somewhat relate to that.
Yeah, this is kind of funny because we work in Babaoshan, which is known as being a cemetery. So,
area.
You know, it's one step away from the morgue. But imagine, I think also another concern here is residents don't want, basically a morgue is what happens before the cemetery, something like that, in their property's vicinity, because they feel it's going to bring down the value of their property, especially here in China, when you got the belief of feng shui being so prevalent in many people's lives, right? To death is such a negative thing that would affect the balance of this community, especially having something like a morgue and an end-of-life hospice part of this nursing home. But, I mean, guys, I think we also need to keep in mind, like, they're not, the company that's building this isn't trying to, they're not the bad guys, okay? Yang Hui, representative of the company behind the project, told Six Tone that they were continuing to negotiate with the district government, and he had admitted the company had not adequately consulted the community. So he said, you know, what we should have done is asked where they want this to be built. You know, where is it okay for us to build this? Because he says, we sincerely want to serve the elderly. That's coming from Yang himself, explaining that the participation of private companies was necessary for the development of the elderly care sector. We're not deliberately going against the public, he said. Yang also said the project aimed to let the elderly grow old in the places they were familiar with, to bring the convenience for children to see their grandparents before they die instead of going halfway across town. He said this was their aim. And then all of a sudden, when he feels like he's trying to do some good for the people, saying, hey, instead of all these old people dying alone, way off, far out of town, where you'll never get to see them, where you have to plan a weekend trip, maybe they can still be in the communities they love, that they feel part of. And so then, you know, maybe they get visited more often, and the end of their days isn't just loneliness and death. And so I think that's something that needs to be said here, is that this company is, first of all, this privatized company is taking care of something that is very necessary to be taken care of here in China. Guys, hospices are not the enemy. Even though they are a depressing place, they provide what is palliative care, and that is basically giving you the utmost comfort in your end of days. You know, death's not just like a flip of the switch many times. It can be kind of a painful experience, especially if it's an overtime thing. So these kind of places like hospice cares and palliative care, they allow you to kind of live out the rest of your days in the best kind of comfort medicine can give you, which is nice. But also there's another aspect. We're human beings, you know. We don't want to be forgot about while we're looking at the end of our life. And so I think that's what Yang is saying was the idea behind this, is to have these people, instead of being miles away from their community, their family, their friends, being right next door so they can get frequent visits and they can be happy. Because, you know, I'll tell you something, actually. I mean, I know I'm long-winded here, but just real quick, My grandfather, he's an older guy now, but he likes to spend his days, and I think I've said this before, taking his dog to the local hospice in his town. Mm. And he says, you wouldn't believe how much he makes these people's days, because many times these people don't get any visitors. And they're sitting there every day reminded by death. But when he comes in with his dog, it brings this kind of joy, this kind of like moment of forgetting that they're in a hospice place. So let's remember that as we talk about this.
Yeah, I'd like to add that although we are talking about morgue and also hospice care a lot in this discussion, but in fact, this is an elderly care center that is planning to build in the residential quarter. And I believe that's very helpful for residents there, actually, because, well, I have personally experienced having to accommodate three elderly people in my apartment. I mean, last month, my mom and dad and my grandma came visited.
Did and you just call them old?
Yes,
they are old.
And I have to say, just having to struggle to cook for them is enough challenge for me and for young people like me. And also people of my generation, we're most likely single children from a large family. And the burden of raising or taking care of the elderly in the family is immense. So having a service or some kind of institution within the community would certainly help out a lot, especially when in Nanjing, the latest statistics suggest that more than 20% of local residents are actually aged 60 and above, and that percentage is going to climb in the future. So I would say that, well, I would certainly raise my two hands to welcome an institution like that to be built in my community.
Right. Guys, this is not the first example of kind of a high resistance to hospice. It's scary. Death is scary. And so people don't want to see it. They don't want to be reminded of it. Okay. So according to another Six Tone report in 2016, China's palliative care center, much like a hospice, right? It was actually called Song Tong Hospice, was forced to relocate 7 times in the past 29 years due to hostility from residents.
Wow, incredible.
Now keep in mind, hostility from residents, even though this is a place trying to serve the residents or the family of residents. So it's kind of like we're making it harder for our elderly to get care when we do stuff like this, yet nobody thinks of it on those lines. Guys, these hospices aren't the enemy. The fact is we get old and one day we die. And these places are necessary so that when we do get to that point in our lives, it's not just a painful, awful ending to our story, but rather maybe a comfortable ending, an in-bed, like what we all imagine, being in bed and kind of drifting off. You know, I thought about this because it's a taboo. That's the best way to describe it. Death, taboo, hospice, being associated with death, very taboo. In the U.S., in some places, I believe we have what is called assisted suicide. Okay? So that is, if you are going to die, it's terminal, in some places, and I know I'm pretty sure it's not in all places, but in some states, I believe, you can have them lethally inject you or put you to death so that you don't have to live the rest of your moments in pain. And this is accepted in some areas and not others because it is some religions really disagree with it, but there's, of course, this taboo behind it, right? Hospices, even in the U.S., took some time to get kind of accepted, but now we see them more and more. But still, we see things like with the taboo of death, people and dealing with their mortality, things like assisted suicide, they make sense on some level, yet we vehemently hate it on some level too. It's something that was created to help us, yet we don't want it. We want to get rid of it.
Yeah, and here I think a hospice is, what they provide is, certainly very different from euthanasia. It's more...
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that's like another taboo that we see in the U.S. Here in China, obviously, the taboo is the hospice, especially if it has something like a morgue.
Yeah, and here we enter that murky ground that even, I think in traditional Chinese values, you should always try your best, and it could mean exhausting all resources to resuscitate your loved one. And sometimes it could mean...
But sometimes, too, you gotta learn to let go, you know?I would say as well.
So this is a fiercely debated topic,
yeah, exactly.
Actually.
Yeah.
So, when you offer a nursing home, people seem to be, far more accepting of that. But when it's highlighted that, yes, there is this department that wouldn't actively engage in rescuing the patient, possibly, and, you know, this is all agreed beforehand, and that becomes a very difficult issue for people for the multiple reasons, as you guys have mentioned. Yeah. But do you think this is on the change? Because, have said that, you know, our society is growing gray so quickly, and so many people in the community will probably need to use facilities like a nursing home or even the more supposedly ominous ones.
Yeah, while reading the story, I was trying to understand why people have such a negative image of any institution associated with a morgue, and I was trying to think of two reasons, actually. One is that, well, the Chinese people, well, death is a taboo, and it seems the Chinese people are particularly keen on escaping anything related to death, and they spend their whole life trying to escape that topic, and until death finally catches up with them. And that's one thing, and they haven't been able to face up to the reality of it. And the other reason is, well, I think the medical service here in this country is not as advanced or as well developed as we want it to be. And so a lot of the times when we talk about death, we talk about dark and gruesome images of someone dying poorly or very pathetically in a gruesome way. And that's not helping people to face up to the reality of death or anything related to that. And I'm thinking that in time, as I see people of my generation, we have actually taken our time to think about death and related issues. That's going to help us. And also, on the other hand, as medical services improve, as companies like this in Nanjing try and expand the services, and as more people trying to, especially when we have seen people dying in comfort in a clean, well-lighted place. That's very important. I'm stressing on the clean, well-lighted place. That's going to change the image that we have about death and hospice care. And in time, this will change.
I think hospices actually, on some level, make death less scary. Imagine dying by yourself, not knowing what's going on, having nobody telling you what's going on just in your room. All of a sudden, something happens. Whereas maybe in a hospice place, people are rushing around to make sure at least you're comfortable in your last few moments. That sounds like a good way to go, because we don't always get to choose, but at least with a hospice, it helps us narrow the choices down, okay? So here's what I think. I think one of the quotes from one of the residents, I guess, in this community said, "It's right next to, the nursing home's right next to the kindergarten." And Yang Hui, the representative of the company behind the project, said he had not adequately consulted the community. I think maybe the community would have accepted this, but they should have been consulted on where it should be, because obviously they don't want their kindergartners thinking about death. I mean, I remember when I first, it's amazing I can remember this, but I remember lying in bed in our house in San Francisco apartment, and I was like asking my mom, I was like, "Mom, are you gonna die?" And you know, that, because I had seen something that made me question mortality, and that's hard to stomach, and it's not easy for a parent to deal with, and kindergartners shouldn't be exposed to that so early, maybe, or at least this is what the community is saying. So I would say the big mess up here was not adequately consulting the community, because one thing I think is really great about this, I actually like this, is these elderly people. I had a great-great-grandpa that was in a nursing home, and he passed away. I only got to see him 3 or 4 times in my entire life. Now, if he was kind of in my community, maybe I could have learned so much about my family, so much more about my history, being able to talk to this guy, get to know my roots. And that's special. These people have accumulated and seen so much of life, and to have them around, it brings them joy. It makes them feel useful. They get visitors in their last hours. And then also maybe you can learn about where you came from, about why you are who you are.
Ryan, I think you're onto something here. Currently in Chinese neighborhoods, often these are huge complexes that occupy maybe two blocks or maybe even bigger. And then what's pretty common is that there's these supporting facilities. For example, a supermarket, maybe a couple of convenience or corner stores, dry cleaning. Of course, a kindergarten would be very good. And a school for primary school students, maybe a middle school as well. And you know what else I think in the future home buyers are going to be shopping for before they put down
a
that...
morgue? I was kidding.
I think a nursing home, for sure.
Yeah.
And that is the preferable way of Chinese people growing old, actually. The first is retiring at home.
Yeah.
So, but then after that, let's say if there's no one to look after an elderly person, then going to a nursing home that is comfortable, close by, that sounds like a really good way of retirement in my eyes, because I don't even have the expectation that kids would look after me. And I think that is the kind of mentality that Chinese people, generation after generation, till now and in the future, that probably we need to get used to. So it might be a new way of what real estate development will become to some extent.
Yeah.